Real Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica Jay.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, because we're just going to put it out there. Just going to put it out there. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question. It's a fairly controversial one. And the reason I say controversial is we have been taught things over our lives, over our lifespans. Morals, values, you know, the do's and don'ts of a good society. But they're being wiped away. I have two different thoughts on this question, and it is hard to answer. 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. We have been taught that men are not supposed to hit women. But, and here's the big but, the female members of Antifa, BLM, and gangs, they have been hitting and kicking men for years. More specifically, police officers and, you know, well, anybody, any man that disagrees with them. Should we now recognize a man's right to hit back? Should we recognize a man's right to protect himself against women? Now think about it. Because if we say yes, are we now sending the wrong message against the feminine, against societal values? If we say no, does that give abusive women just a free pass? Is it promoting abuse of women? No, I don't think so. Because this is taken, in my opinion, in the context of, or it would be my opinion, it's my question. My husband said, don't do that. You're going to open up a can of worms. I want to open up a can of worms. I want to know how society is going, what direction we are moving in. Because I'm not talking about a drunken man coming home and slapping his wife around who's trying to protect himself or who's trying to protect herself. I'm talking about the women out there who are militarized, who are standing on the front lines, throwing the Molotov cocktails and brutalizing law enforcement. Thinking they're not going to hit me because I'm a woman. So I'll go out on the front lines and do this. And the guys can stand back and throw stuff. FMTalk.com. What do you think? Yesterday's poll question, should the close enough. They're funded by the same people. Should the BLM curriculum that they have come up with be instituted in Northern Nevada schools? Library supporting it. 96% say no, 4% said yes. Okay, now remember, BLM is also trying to dismiss our heritage. They are trying to have the whole premise of what this country was founded on changed to that we were founded on slavery. Well, that's just a bunch of BS. You know, it doesn't work that way. But this is how they work. They drag you down and keep beating you down until you just go along. Fine, we'll teach this project. We'll teach that project. Just leave us alone. We're tired. No. When they try to destroy America, our history, our monuments, because you know what? History sometimes is bad. Monuments are sometimes of bad people or people you disagree with. But that should be a point of education, not destruction. Put a plaque there that says, yes, this man did this and this and this for the Union, but he also owned slaves. I got into a conversation last night with someone, said, in 100 years, what is going to be their removal of our time? That we owned pets? Oh my God, that's disgusting. Animals should be free. We need to erase everybody. What if they come out and say, ooh, shag carpeting? The fact that people pierce their bodies. Ugh. I know it sounds ridiculous, but when you let one thing happen, you are opening up the door to everything else because of somebody's whim, because of somebody's disagreement with you. And in my opinion, that's pretty disgusting. Let's move on to something else that's pretty disgusting. And that's our governor. So, just received this email. I'm so pissed off at the dictatorial POS, I don't think protests, phone calls, texts, etc. is going to stop the Marxist onslaught. Probably not. Because everybody should be standing up against this tyrannical government, all of the tyrannical governments. Social media, guess what, by the way? Jeff Bezos, on his very first congressional hearing, heading in today. Also, that little pipsqueak, Mark Zuckerberg, who lied multiple times to Congress. Oh, yeah. These things going on behind the scenes because we're focused on COVID, which is a scam and a diversion. The virus is real, but there is nothing to it. And why do I say this? Because if you go to Facebook, if you go to YouTube, if you go to Twitter, they are banning this video. I posted it last night on Facebook. Within 30 minutes, it was blocked. Not blocked so you could make up your own opinion. It was blocked because Mark Zuckerberg's team felt that a group of doctors with medical degrees and experience are spreading misinformation. Here is just one of the doctors that is causing so much controversy that our bootlick of a governor chooses to ignore to keep us locked down.
I'm Dr. Stella Emanuel. I'm a primary care physician in Houston, Texas. You know, I actually went to medical school in West Africa, Nigeria, where I took care of malaria patients, treated them with hydroxychloroquine and stuff like that. So I'm actually used to these medications. I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes, patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma, old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87 year olds. And the result has been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die. The study that made me start using hydroxychloroquine was a study that they did under the NIH in 2005 that say it works. Recently, I was doing some research about a patient that had hiccups, and I found that they even did a recent study in the NIH, which is our national institute, that is the national NIH, National Institute of Health. They actually had a study, and go look it up. Type hiccups and COVID. You will see it. They treated a patient that had hiccups with hydroxychloroquine, and it proved that COVID is a symptom of hiccups. It's a symptom of COVID. So if the NIH knows that treating the patient with hydroxychloroquine proves that hiccup is a symptom of COVID, then they definitely know that hydroxychloroquine works. I'm upset. Why I'm upset is that I see people that cannot breathe. I see parents walk in. I see diabetics sit in my office knowing that this is a death sentence and they can't breathe. And I hug them and I tell them, it's going to be okay. You're going to leave. And we treat them and they leave. None has died. So if some fake science, some person sponsored by all these fake pharma companies comes out and say, oh, we've done studies and they found out that it doesn't work, I can tell you categorically it's fake science. I want to know who is sponsoring that study. I want to know who is behind it. Because there is no way I can treat 350 patients and counting and nobody is dead and they all did better. And then you're going to tell me that you treated 20 people, 40 people and it didn't work. I'm a true testimony. So I came here to Washington, D.C., to tell America, nobody needs to get sick. This virus has a cure. It is called hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zitromax. I know you people want to talk about mask. Hello? You don't need mask. There is a cure. I know they don't want to open schools. No, you don't need people to be locked down. There is prevention, and there is a cure. And let me tell you something. All you fake doctors out there that tell me, oh, yeah, I want a double-blinded studies. I just tell you, quit sounding like a computer, double-blinded. Is your... I don't know whether your chips are malfunctioning, but I'm a real doctor. I have radiologists, we have plastic surgeons, we have neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta saying, oh, yeah, it doesn't work and it causes heart disease. Let me ask you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, hear me. Have you ever seen a COVID patient? Have you ever treated anybody with hydroxychloroquine and they died from heart disease? When you do, come and talk to me. Because I sit down in my clinic every day and I see this patient walk in every day, scared to death. I see people driving 2-3 hours to my clinic because some ER doctor is scared of the Texas board or they are scared of something and they will not prescribe medication to these people. I tell all of you doctors, that are sitting down and watching Americans die, you're like the good Nazi, the good what? The good Germans that watch Jews get killed and you do not speak up. If they come after me, they threaten me. They've threatened to, I've gotten all kinds of threats. Oh, they're going to report me to the bots. I say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to let Americans die. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the bots. You can kill me. You can do whatever. But I'm not going to let Americans die. And today I'm here to say it, that America, there is a cure for COVID. All this foolishness does not need to happen. There is a cure for COVID. There is a cure for COVID. It's called hydroxychloroquine. It's called zinc. It's called Zithromax. And it is time for the grassroots to wake up and say, no, we're not going to take this any longer. We're not going to die. Because let me tell you something. When somebody is dead, they are dead. They're not coming back tomorrow to have an argument. They're not coming back tomorrow to discuss the double-blinded study and the data. All of you doctors that are waiting for data, if 6 months down the line you actually found out that this data shows that this medication works, how about your patients that have died? You want a double-blinded study where people are dying? It's unethical.
Banned video. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, indeed, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Phone lines open, our talk and text line, 884-9910. What do you think? What do you think? Google, Twitter, Facebook, everybody knocking the doctors down who say there is a cure, there's no reason to be wearing a mask, there's no reason to keep this country shut down, locked in homes, getting sicker, committing suicide because they've lost a business, because they're mentally ill, because opioid abuse has skyrocketed. It wasn't necessary. I love how the doctor put it there about the double-blind studies. Where was the study that masks work? There were no studies. There never has been a study. Dr. Fauci even doesn't want a study. He just wants you to follow along like good little sheep. Some wacko, your name was Rosanna or something. I can't even remember because she's inconsequential to me. Says that I need to be sued for encouraging people to not wear masks. Really? That's what you concern yourself with. Rather than the fact that a governor, a tyrannical governor, not only here in Nevada, but in California, in Washington, in Oregon, few other states, keeping this country and their citizens of their states locked down and shut out of life and reality. And they're all liberals. All to the left. All these people screaming. Once again, it's because they hate Trump. BLM, because they hate Trump. Antifa, because they hate America. They hate everybody. That's why they attack their own. They attack the left just as much as they attack the right. Aren't you getting tired of this? These stupid games? Everything that we have missed out on?
Oh, well, what's a car show? What's a balloon race? What's a, you know, whatever? What's a barbecue? when people's lives are at stake.
People's lives aren't at stake. There is a cure. Doctors are trying to get the word out about it. But to keep you from hearing it, they've censored it. And now they're going before Congress. And hopefully we'll get their just desserts. By the way, if you would like to go on to 991fmtalk.com, log on to my page, and you will see the full 42-minute rally that the doctors did when they marched on Washington, D.C. The whole video that the left and those in power don't want you to hear or see. We'll be back after this Fox News update. 991fmtalk.com.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. So glad you're here. Talk and text lines 884-9910. Fred, Barbara, we'll get to you in just a second. First off, though, I want to let you know today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. We've been taught for years through morals and principles that men are not supposed to hit women. And that's true. You're not supposed to hit your wives. You're not supposed to hit your girlfriends, your daughters. But the female members of Antifa, BLM, and gangs have taken it too far. And they're hitting and they're kicking men. They're hitting law enforcement, kicking them. Should men have the right to hit back? Female or not, they're being abusive. Let's see what the sign of the time says. Already posting, almost 90% of those participating in this poll say yes. 10% saying no. I want to hear from you today. It is literally a moral dilemma. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Fred this morning. Wants to talk about police, governors, and mayors. What do you have for me today, Fred?
Hi, Mona. Can you or anybody in your audience tell me why the police shouldn't arrest the mayors and the governors of these states that condone all this crime that's going on? And arrest them for aiding and abetting. That's what to be charged with, aiding and abetting this rioting.
You know, Fred, in my opinion, there really is no reason. And the sheriffs of each county could call it game over if they would actually stand up to the mayors and the governors, or to the governor. But they're not doing it.
Well, that's
they're
what
not.
I'm
they're
they
not enforcing. They're not enforcing the mask law. That's why the governor had to get OSHA out there as his thugs and have them do it, you know, start fining people. But they need to take more action, and they need to get this state opened up. So, Fred, thank you for your question. It's a great question. And, yeah, there are all kinds of ways that we could open this state, but it's not happening. Because people would rather live in fear and just go along. Let's check in with Barbara, who wants to talk about hydroxychloroquine. Barbara, thanks for calling the show today.
Yeah, I have been upset about our governor banning the use of hydroxychloroquine for some time. And I, too, watched those wonderful, brave nurses and doctors yesterday and for 2.5 hours. And I just... Sissy Slacks is such a sissy. I mean, he has strings pulled on him, and he is responsible for so many deaths. He has blood on his hands, as far as I'm concerned, because he has banned our use of this drug that, if I was if I knew that I had the ability to get this drug, along with all the rest of the zinc and the ZPAP and all that, I wouldn't be afraid to go out and converse and do everything that we did before. But because it's banned, and I don't know why, because we have the right to try, our president allowed us to do that, and I don't know what loophole we can get around to be able to use this drug with signing a petition or what. I just don't understand why, you know, we can't, and all the other states, well, I know it's political, but is there any way we can get something going on to where we can get this drug and access to it?
You know, until Governor Sisolak brings us out of this sham of a lockdown, I don't know if there is. I'm not a lawyer, Barbara. I just have to help you fight for what we see is unjust and get the truth out there that he's doing this. I don't even know right. if they ever found, because remember, he also ordered a bunch or through the prison system. He also ordered a bunch of hydroxychloroquine that all of a sudden
really?
Disappeared. Where is that? Where is this medication that disappeared? I'd like
it's
to know.
It's probably in the closet to give to his family members and himself.
Because it is a prophylactic.
Yeah.
Why is this something that is not being prescribed just to everybody? Because they don't want it.
Right. According to the doctors in other countries, you can get it over the counter. It's that safe.
That's what we need here in this country, is we need this to be over-the-counter medication. I mean,
yeah,
there are all
yeah.
kinds of things out there that, you know, all of a sudden it was just by prescription, but now you can buy it over the counter. I think this is probably more important than any of them.
Oh, I agree. I just wish there was something that we could do about it, because it just seems like, you know, our hands are tied because of, we call him Sissy Slacks. That, you know, he
I call
like
him Lack of Slack. Lack of Sack.
That's good too. I like that as well.
Because you were right. You were right in the very beginning, Barbara, when you started the conversation, and that is other people are pulling his strings, and that's what it is.
Yeah. And it's all the Democratic cities, you know, that's having this happen. But I just don't know. You know, I'm so frustrated because we signed the petition to get him out of office, and it just seems like none of those petitions ever work, and it never ousts anybody. You know, it just feels good to do it, but nothing comes of it. And the same way with, I wish, you know, we'd all storm the Capitol and just say, hey, look, you know, we want this ability to have this hydroxychloroquine sequence and you know, not let up until he lets up.
Well, Barbara, I think we're talking to the wrong people. And I think that our emails and our phone calls should be going to William Barr, the AG of the country, because I honestly believe we are going to have the federal government step in if we are going to get anything done here in Nevada for Nevadans. Barbara, thank you so
Good
much
idea.
For the call. I appreciate your time today and your ideas. Kelly is on the line. Kelly wants to...
I want to hook elbows with you, Toots, man, and go skipping and kick tripping and giving flat tires to those Antifa chicks. Anyway, you know, in their flip-flops and stuff. So what people can do is they can go to the Office of the Inspector General. It looks like the website is oig.justice.gov, and you can get the office directory for the headquarters, for the different audit divisions of the Inspector General. And, oh, look, there's a fax number. And I sent, nearly 7,000 facsimiles over the last several years until the copy machine, you know, blew up. But look, San Francisco Regional Audit Office, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Atlanta. They really do need one right here in northern Nevada, don't they? And so folks can get that information, and you can just notify these people that are in the position to be able to do something at that level, because we have better things to do with our lives, like going fishing and mining now that gold is at, like, what, $1,900 an ounce?
Woo-hoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And silver, so, look how silver skyrocketed from, I bought it at 18 and now it's up to 24. So it's called life, Kelly. We have missed out, and we have been, I still feel bad for the kids who didn't get a proper graduation ceremony. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And then that's what we have to do. We have to go to the higher ups. Go to the higher ups, the food chain. But you know what? People need to remember we are the boss, but only when we stand in solidarity. And for all these people who are just put on a mask, just put it on. You know what? No, I'm not going to just put it on. This is ridiculous.
Don't look at my property. You have no right to discuss my property. You have no right to talk about it. You have no rights. You're a public servant. Just go Ted Nugent on them. You know.
I know. I know. We need more guts like Ted Nugent, though. Kelly, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time today. Let's go on to Roger. Roger wants to talk about. Let's see. Sorry, I need my reading glasses today. Rumors that the governor is illegal campaign funds. Roger, what are you talking about?
Well, I heard that they said that I read the article where he used, three people gave him $10,000 each to use, and they called his office to make sure he can give that money back. If that was true, then he just can't give that money back to give. Oh, you caught me, you know. But he used that campaign funds. If it's true, he should be thrown out of office. A legislature should throw him out of office today, not tomorrow, today, because if that is true, because I saw they call his office, they're going to give that money back, okay? And then so I never heard anything more about that, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to see if it's true or not. If it's true,
do you remember who the campaign funds were from?
They were from three individuals. You know, they said the names of the three individuals who they were, They said the three names, the three names they were, and then they called the office. They had no call, nobody called them back to say they're going to give the campaign money. He's like, say I robbed the bank, can I? Oh, you caught me. I can't just give the money back. Oh, here's the money back. You can't do that. You can't.
Yeah.
He abuses. He just can't give the money back. He knew he took the risk, and those people that gave him the money, he should be fined, heavily fined, because he used those money. If it is true, he should be used. You have to pay those money back in fees, fines, plus those other guys. They're probably going to get campaign funds.
Unfortunately, elected representatives and candidates have a few more rights than the people who are donating to them. They'll come back and say it was the people who donated the money who were in the wrong, and they'll suffer the consequences. So let's check in with Neil this morning. Neil wants to talk about helping the police. How can we help the police, Neil?
Hi. We need the police, and everybody in America needs to, you know, when you do the animals and you tranquilize them or put them in cages, the rioters, we need to put them in, the ones who really, really bad, and put them in cages or sinkhole them into a little thing that they can not do it, or cars even too can go down to this little holding like you see you do with animals. And
we have all that. It's called jail. Neil, thank you for calling today. It's called jail. It's called paddy wagons. Get a big old bus down there like they do in other places. If we can stuff a bus for charity, we can stuff a bus full of rioters. It's just doing it. Remember, the police, their hands have been tied by the chief and the mayor. That's all there is to it. So until you, the citizens of this county or any other county, start to make your noise and let it be known you are not going to put up with this anymore, it's just going to keep going on. But it's not just the mayor. It's also the Reno City Council and the commissioners, because you don't hear them saying anything. These protests are not protests. I'm gonna start calling them pro-its, because they're professional riots. They're not protests. They are professional riots. And they are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just a matter of days or weeks before they are back here in our backyard. In Portland, they moved to Eugene. The smaller communities, the smaller states are going to start feeling it very shortly. And it's going to be a whole lot more than just kicking in the windows at City Hall. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. I love you and I love your time. Talk and text 884-9910. And just got a quick text here. Hello, you said yesterday that you see people wearing masks inside their car. Well, I'll top that. I saw a younger person running, pushing a stroller with two dogs wearing a mask. If he is so scared about catching it, then why are they even out? I can't answer that question, but yes, I have seen that as well. People just walking outside with their mask on and nobody around them. It's incredible. It's incredible how this fear has set in. And I'm waiting for the lawsuits. How many people didn't have to die? How many? Isn't there a Hippocratic oath? Do no harm? You might not be doing harm, but you are letting it happen. Quick email. I just want to let you know my personal experience about mask and employer. I work for a home health care facility here in town, and because I stated on NBC here in town, on Facebook stats, I only wear it around people that I feel get nervous around it, and that I have some people that just don't care if I wear it. And I got in trouble with my employer, threatening to be fired if I didn't wear an N95. So I do it now because I'm forced to. But I don't like it. I can't breathe. I have a deviated septum, and my lousy medical insurance, I can't afford to get it fixed. So this is what one of your healthcare workers is going through. I am so sorry to hear that. That makes me sick that people are being forced, actually, to damage their health. It's incredible. And until the majority of us speak up, it's just going to keep happening. For you, though, please look into Joey Gilbert, media@JoeyGilbert, because he is trying to help people and put them in the right direction of employers going against the employers that are doing this. JoeyGilbert.com. JoeyGilbertLaw.com. Sorry about that. JoeyGilbertLaw.com. We have to save our state because our governor isn't going to do it. We have to save ourselves. We'll be back after this.